I'm already getting all kinds of interesting information about Comet Isun from all kinds of people. Jim McCanney is sending me an awful lot on Isun. McCanney is suggesting that, well, not all the information is being supplied by NASA about what Isun is doing. He thinks it's connected electrically to Mars. And, of course, Richard C. Hoagland, I'm sure, thinks it's connected to Mars hyperdimensionally or something. We're going to do the first hour tonight with Richard C. Hoagland. He's calling in, I'm told, right now. Okay, so what is it that Jim McCanney thinks? He thinks that information about Isun and the electrical activity as it attaches itself in some way to Mars is being hidden from us. He might make an interesting guest. It developed a sunward spike, according to him. And I'm told that now we have Richard C. online. Little miscommunication there. Richard, hello.
Good evening, Art.
Good evening. You're going to tell us tonight about, a number of things, but Isun for sure, right?
You bet.
All right. Let her rip, Richard.
Well, we're not going to see Isun from Mars. Maybe. The government shutdown has drastically affected the space agency. In fact, given that there are no appropriations for any of the government funding that is so-called discretionary, you know, the government is divided into kind of two parts, the mandatory and then the discretionary, and the discretionary is a really small part of the whole federal budget, but the discretionary funding includes NASA. NASA has between 18 and 19,000 employees. They have sent almost everybody except 600 people, who are mostly security guards and computer types, home during this shutdown.